Text, Tubi Originals. Incendo. A woman in a surgical mask stands in an operating theater. A woman with a clipboard walks in front.
Today you'll be performing a full clinical autopsy, starting with an abdominal examination. Once you've freed the intestines, you're to do a complete organ check and a fluid assessment. You can begin now.
The woman with the clipboard walks around the body and approaches the woman in the mask.
Everything okay there, Elena?
Yes, I'll find Professor Raycraft.
You did well on the tox test last week. Just make the first incision. It's easy going after that.
Elena nods. She takes a scalpel from the tray beside her. It shakes in her hands as she touches the sheet over the body of a blonde woman in front of her.
You let her kill me.
The body is now a speaking young woman.
I died because of you, Elena. You think you can spend your life helping people when everyone around you dies? No!
Elena? You okay?
Elena pulls her mask off. The body lies still.
I can't do this.
Elena races out of the operating theater. A young woman sets down a pot in a kitchen.
And, dear listeners, the body of our notorious killer Carne was suspiciously never found, despite days of extensive searching by law enforcement. Cover up? Paranormal mystery? Was Carne a patsy for someone far more devious on the train? We'll leave that up to you to decide at the end of our terror train deep dive.
Yes, Elena, you can.
Elena closes her laptop.
Here. You need to eat.
No, I'm not hungry.
You're not eating. You're barely sleeping. You're a med student. You know that's not good for you.
I just don't have the energy.
The young woman stabs a bite with a fork.
If I have to feed you myself, I will.
She moves the fork toward Elena. Elena takes the fork.
Thanks, Claudia.
Elena takes the bite of food. Claudia watches her.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Eat, sleep, study, repeat.
I'm this close to getting kicked out. And then it's bye-bye scholarship.
They need to give you a break.
Oh, they have. Several times.
You've been through hell.
So? A surgeon can't have any distractions. It's no excuse.
Elena, you faced down a murderer. Saw horrible things happen to your friends and boyfriend, and you were stabbed. It's gonna take time.
My therapist says that I need to face my fears, that I'm letting that night control my life.
I mean, she's right.
Elena looks down.
Kay, crazy idea. Don't be mad.
Claudia turns her phone toward Elena. The screen displays a poster for an event.
Kill the old year, breathe life into the new one, on the terror train?
It's a real event, and I know it sounds crazy, but I like their take on it. Whole new year, whole new you. I mean, that's what we want, right?
On that train? Okay, there's no fucking way.
Your therapist is telling you to face your fears, right? To control them rather than allowing them to control you. What better way is there to wipe away all this anxiety than to go back to where it all started? Nothing else is working, Elena.
Elena looks at Claudia and folds her arms.
It's not like I haven't been trying.
It was one night. It's not fair that one night gets to destroy everything you want out of life.
That one night felt like it lasted a lifetime.
Claudia touches Elena's shoulder.
You're strong. You can do this.
Elena looks forward and nods.
Whole new year. Whole new me.
Elena looks at the phone screen again. Text, written by Ian Carpenter and Aaron Martin. Mist swirls around an opening gate door. Text, directed by Philippe Gagnon. Terror Train 2. A train comes through the open door. Two young men walk along the outside of the train.
Hey.
Wow.
Ground zero, mon capitaine.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels weird to actually see it again, but it's good. You know? I'm glad I'm making this happen. Tonight, we are going to erase all the brutal history and just...
Not to be pedagogic, but you can't erase something that's already happened. Perhaps the word you're looking for is a cleansing.
Fine. We are cleansing our frat of all bad associations with this whole murderous fiasco.
Probably more of a rebranding. You know what? Either way, with me here, man, you're guaranteed it'll go off without a hitch. The will is on it. 100p, prez. Oof. By the way, this outfit is flyzo.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me fix this for you.
Thank you.
A young woman writes in a notebook in employee quarters. Her name tag reads, Sadie. A person comes into the room behind her.
You know, they say that whatever you're doing at midnight on New Year's Eve is what you're gonna end up doing for the rest of the year.
A year spent herding murder-obsessed privileged college kids onto a train? Kill me now.
Honestly, I'd have thought they would have scrapped this train after everything that happened.
Well, they spent a few months scrubbing out the bloodstains, and then they slapped on a new coat of paint. Now the terror train is as good as new.
Well, I'm here to make sure that what happened last time doesn't happen again.
I don't think Carney could have been stopped last time, even if we'd had security.
They shake their head.
My black belt in karate says otherwise.
Sadie looks down from the security guard. Two young women, one wearing fairy wings, approach the two young men outside the train.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck is with all this?
Your fancy New Year's Eve party was lacking a theme, so it's me and my pet-eds to the rescue!
I'm sorry, you're what?
My pet-eds? You're not a murder fiend?
On that creepy app? Now, people kept trying to add me, but no way.
You should be. It's totes legit. Mm-hmm. It's run by some secret ex-cop or detective, and as a terror train survivor, you'd be more popular than Carney in a knife shop.
Not funny. And we do have a theme. It's...
Right, it's kill the old year to ring in the new one, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, hey, hey. I think it's nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think if you're gonna party on the terror train, you should embrace it.
Yeah. I'm throwing this party to get over the past, not to wallow in it.
Okay, well, this one-way ticket to Snoresville didn't sell out until I blasted all over Murder Fiends, so... Money losing embarrassment for your frat, ramped PR opportunity...
She moves her hands like a scale.
You kind of owe me.
Ladies, stay back. Car one, exoskeleton intact, though, could use some de-rusting. What's up? Just ensuring you find young ladies riding absolute safety.
Don't do that.
No. They need to know I didn't come unprepared. This little baby will silence the lambs if the lamb starts squawking.
Wow. Yeah, that is really impressive.
And if the SH really IT's the fan.
He puts away the knife and takes out a club.
And I take a bow, 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 bow. Kill them all, let God sort them out approach.
Put that thing away.
Okay, what is with the geek squad playing cops and lamos?
I know exactly what it is now, what you're going for. No, the real pet has fucking out to here and an ass that, I mean, a bit,
I... I am the real pet. And you are a sexist little creep.
My. Paraphrasing the book of Daniel. Never meet your heroes, lest their feet be made of clay.
He wrinkles his nose at Pet and walks away.
I know, I'm sorry. He's a Cavanlo, basically a legacy for a frat, so we had to let him in.
A man in a long black coat walks along the train tracks.
Fuck me with the chainsaw.
The man in the coat pushes through the crowd of people.
Who invited him?
He's actually performing tonight.
Pet smiles as she watches the man in the coat.
And you're not wallowing in the past at all.
The man in the coat glances around as he walks along the outside of the train. He looks back as he steps onto the train. Claudia steps into the room as Alana sits on the couch.
Ready to get your New Year's on?
Alana stares down, hands folded.
Wow. You look amazing.
Claudia, I don't think I can do this.
Hey. Yes, you can.
Claudia sits down.
Seriously, you don't realize how strong you are.
You keep saying that, but I sure don't feel very strong.
Listen, the same woman who faced down a murderer can sure as heck handle a ride on a killer freight train. And I'll be right here for anything you need.
Alana smiles at Claudia.
But you know what your therapist would say? Take the first step yourself. The first step as the new you.
Alana looks ahead.
Let's go.
Alana looks at Claudia with a subtle smile and gets up. The two leave. On the train, a young woman approaches the man in the black coat.
Hocus Brocus, look who it is. Pardon the intrusion, but I need to know. How did you survive your many mortal wounds that horrible night? Was it magic?
Nope. Just a plain old escape artist.
Wait, you're saying you escaped death? How?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
He brushes past her. She turns to watch him. The man in the black coat enters a train car and shuts the door. He sets his bag on a vanity with makeup mirror-style bulbs. He hangs up his coat. He puts his hands on the vanity and stares into the mirror.
Here we go again.
Sadie and the security guard step off the train.
Holy fuck.
You got a problem?
Not a security problem, so you can stand down. Just can't believe who's showing up to this train wreck.
Bad joke, boss. And besides, you came back.
Yeah, well, job offers weren't exactly rolling in after last time. But these folks...
Let's just hope lightning doesn't strike twice.
Pet stands in the crowd outside.
Okay, everyone, welcome. This year we have security, and they will be enforcing a very strict set of rules, starting with no smoking of any kind.
Pet claps.
And obviously there are to be no weapons, costume, or otherwise.
Okay. It's gonna be a fun, safe night. And now the train is connected to the rest of the world via a very strong Wi-Fi satellite signal. So, you can toast to your little New Year's Eve heart's content. Okay, everyone, you can start boarding, and once we're all on the train, we'll be off and running.
The Prez stands next to his friend, the legacy frat boy.
Stay there on my ass. Look at it, this signal's basic AF.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It should be super fun. I'm telling you, she just said state of the art. This is shit. I'm gonna see what I can do to give it that juice. I'm gonna check the cars. Listen, I got a few things to do.
Whatever, but the train's boarding, so don't miss it.
I'm not gonna miss it.
The Prez leaves. Alana and Claudia walk along the tracks.
Yeah, negatory on incendiaries. Car 2A1 go. Repeat, car 2's go.
See? Over the top safe.
Alana and Claudia continue walking after seeing the frat boy examining the train. A young man points a phone camera at them. The security guard steps down in a train doorway and looks at Alana and Claudia.
Okay?
I'm fine.
The security guard nods and turns around. Alana board the train, followed by Claudia. The frat boy walks alone outside the train.
Okay, hurry, I really gotta drain the main vein.
He pees onto the tracks. He whips around and glances at his dark surroundings.
That's suboptimal.
Boards the train and swaggers down the corridor. He looks into an empty compartment.
Nobody. Ooh, mine.
He takes off his coat and sees a person in a clown mask.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck. Scared the shit out of me. What are you doing?
The masked person stares.
I'm not sure where you're on, friend, but, you know, like...
The clown stabs the frat boy's neck. The clown stares as the frat boy struggles and falls backward. Alana steps out of a doorway, coming to face a person in an astronaut costume. She walks down the train. In a group of people, she sees the same blonde woman who spoke to her on the slab in the operating theater. Claudia passes the group of costumed people and approaches Alana.
I can't do this. Alana, what's going on?
They enter an empty room.
Alana, what is it? It turns out your friend Pet,
she's not my friend.
She's hijacked this event and has turned it into some quasi-true crime terror train reunion.
Alana looks away, then back.
You knew about this?
Okay, I might have gotten the sense of it this morning.
You should have told me before I got on the train.
Look, I know it's fucked up, but if you want to face your fears, this is facing your fears all the way.
No, this is completely disrespectful.
Of course, completely. So we can do one of two things.
We can't do anything. I'm trapped on here.
We can get them to stop the train.
They won't just stop the train.
And go back to the apartment and ring in the new year in front of the TV. Or we can stay on board and stop letting fear control us.
We aren't doing anything. It's me.
You're right. I'm sorry, but I will be right there with you.
Alana sits down.
Everywhere I look around, I see memories. None of them are good.
Claudia bends to face her.
I know. But they're just memories. That's all. Okay?
I can do this.
You totally can.
Alana rises. The two exit the lounge room.
Holy muerte, mother of murder, you're hurt. Alana, can I help?
No, you can't.
Whoa, just calm down.
I will calm down when you back the fuck down.
Ooh.
Real people over here. And trust me, you don't want to see me when I'm angry.
Ooh, I'm so scared.
The young woman shoves Claudia.
This bitch thinks she's some superhero or something. Take a chill pill.
The young woman brushes past them.
Wow. Yeah. Something about you brings up my mean mama bear claws. But you've got this, Alana. You do.
Pet signs autographs behind a bar.
There you would go, my pet eyes. Happy New Year, stabs and hisses.
The young woman from before approaches.
Hey, could I grab a screaming selfie?
Of course. They're just $10.
Wait, seriously?
Oh, but... you get a selfie with me, which means you'll for sure get hundreds of new followers. That's a bargain.
Yeah, it would be for a selfie with Alana. You know, someone who actually fought Carney?
She taps Pet's head.
Hey!
The young woman leaves. Pet reaches out for her friend.
This hierarchy of victimhood is gross and completely disrespectful.
Say what now?
I'm the one that made this. I mean, I put the call out to all my fans, who it turns out are totes fickle and complete Alana sycophants, blinded by her bullshit. I mean, like, hello, we all survived that bloodbath.
Pet holds her phone in front of her face.
Hi! streaming live from the Terror Train, giving you a little reunion with some of my core survivors. My BFF, Mary.
Hey, 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 Mortuary Mary here.
Mm-hmm. And the Prez.
The Prez gives a small wave.
It's weird being back, but we're doing it for you because you wanted it. More soon. Stabs and hisses.
Ted blows a kiss.
For a Terror Train survivor? Made your corpse vibes just now.
Yeah, because I organized all this to put that awful night behind us.
Hey, we all deal with surviving our own ways, okay?
But that night fucked us up. So I say we monetize it and turn those lemons into crystal.
Yes, champagne would be very nice right now and very New Year's.
The Prez looks behind Pet to see Alana and Claudia entering the bar area. Claudia takes Alana's shoulders.
You're okay. Alana's here?
Did you invite her?
What? No, of course not. I never thought she'd show up in a million years.
You're okay. We talked about this.
Everything's okay.
Something is okay when it's obviously not okay. I need space.
Alana breathes heavily, ripping a doorway in an empty compartment. Regrets that stretched out for light years. Can almost touch the light, homie. It's right there. Body free, but trapped in my nightmares. The man in the black coat glances around the bar.
Someone get Alana an adult diaper. Because girl just lost her shit.
The Prez furrows his brow as the man in the coat downs a drink.
It makes me wonder if she's really such a hero, or if she just got lucky and now can't handle the pressure.
The man in the coat come up to Pet.
That's an understatement.
I know, right? Like, since when did Alana become so extra?
Maybe when she saw a sickle like you try and turn a tragedy into your own personal brand for some lame-ass murder app.
Hypocrite alert.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Guess what, babe? People are here tonight to gawk at you, not to experience your magic.
He touches Pet's chin.
You know, I wish Carney had done the world a favor. And slice that smug smile off your face.
Pet watches, wide-eyed, as the man in the coat leaves.
Hear that? He just threatened me. Psycho!
A passerby points a phone at Pet, who shifts and fidgets.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea coming here tonight. I need a drink.
And I need to go back to my pets. Did you see how scary he was? I know. Okay. Now make sure you get my good stuff, okay?
Pet turns to the sign in front of a fan's phone camera. Alana, teary-eyed, walks down the empty train corridor. The train rumbles down the track at night. Alana enters the empty lounge room. She locks the door behind her and sits down. Alana looks down at her knees.
Sorry, Claudia, I just need a few minutes alone, please.
The door opens, revealing Sadie.
Can I come in?
Of course, sorry. I probably shouldn't even be in here right now.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to know why the door was locked.
Oh, that's because some of the fans that I didn't expect to see here tonight are just...
creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Sadie sits down.
You're here. You came to this.
Surprise.
Look, I'm sorry about the way...
It looks like we're both determined to make this as awkward as possible, huh?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Can I go first, since I'm the one who actually owes you an apology?
Go ahead.
Taking Carney's job, I just didn't understand, after everything we went through, how you could...
step foot on this train? let alone take her job. I know. Believe me, this is the last place I thought I'd be, but I just needed to work. And the raise helped.
I understand. I'm sorry for being such a self-involved jerk.
You know what the fucked up thing is? I mean, yes, it was hard. The first shift I had, I had a panic attack. But since then, it's almost been sort of
therapeutic?
Yeah, in a way. I think it's helped me work through this. Is that why you're here? Put all this stuff behind you?
God, now I'm here for the fans. Carney didn't kill me, but my life will never be the same.
Carney's dead.
We don't know that. They never found her body.
Sadie takes Alana's hand.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And though it might be overwhelming in this train full of stone-cold weirdos, we should try and get out there. Have fun. Take your power back.
I will. I promise.
Good.
And New Year's resolution? To always be there for each other.
Sadie stands up and smiles.
Always. Do you want me to lock that door?
Yes. Thank you.
Sadie leaves. Alana closes her eyes, opens them, and exhales. The press parties with the crowd. Pet leads Mary through the partiers and takes out her phone to stream. Fly up on Pet's stream.
Now laugh like you just saw Carney die in front of you.
Now scream as if you just walked into Jackson dead in the bathroom.
Now let's dance.
Pet and Mary dance together, posing for the stream. Comments read, Dan M. Sheesh. Alana unlocks the door of the empty lounge. A person in a white mask pushes in. Their name tag reads, Carney.
Okay, that costume is in really bad taste on a train that is drowning in bad taste.
They stop her from leaving.
I just want to ring in the new year with my friends. If you want a picture with me, fine, but after that, I'm off limits.
They raise an axe.
You know what? Fuck you!
Alana runs past them as the axe strikes the floor. Alana enters the bar of partiers, masked person behind. Alana falls and the person raises their axe. The man in the coat smashes a drink onto their face.
You okay?
It's Carney, she's back!
No, it's not.
Oh my god!
The person, a blonde woman, removes her mask.
You broke my fucking nose!
Happy New Year.
I'm gonna sue you. You and that fucking coward!
What's that? You wanna say that again?
He holds the axe.
You're psychotic.
Never sawn a woman in half, at least not with an axe. Sure like to try, though.
Hey, it's okay, just let her go.
What the hell are you doing?
He's trying to kill me!
No, I'm teaching you not to chase people through a train with a real fucking axe. Here.
The security guard takes
it. That's mine. You get out of here. You stick to your stupid magic tricks.
The security guard brushes past.
When we get back, you're gonna hear from my lawyers. Guaranteed. Well, I think she's going to sue you.
I've survived worse.
Alana smiles at the man in the coat. A partygoer snaps a picture of them.
What?
Nothing. I'm just surprised to see you here tonight.
Who doesn't love a magic show? I gotta make a buck, Alana. I know it's hard, but try not to judge.
Oh, wanna get a drink?
How about 10?
The two belly up to the bar. The blonde prankster storms down the hall.
Dickass. Shh. Fuck him. Fucking coward.
She unwraps a tissue and holds it to her bloody nose.
So I'm just a train conductor now? Yeah, I'm gonna fine you for not having your ticket. So scary. God, I need a goddamn axe.
The masked clown appears behind the woman. The clown axes her in the back. She slumps to the floor. The clown stands over her body. Alana and the man in the coat stand at the bar.
I will say one thing in this train's favor, at least the drinks are always free.
Oh, this is so sick. He's bleeding like a stuck pig.
What the fuck?
If he tries, they might. They're never scrubbing this off the internet. No way.
What do you think you're doing?
Alana takes the fan's tablet.
These are real people and they lost their lives.
The video plays.
What's wrong with you?
She smashes the tablet.
Alana, chill.
Chill?
That cool video, that was Mo. It was my boyfriend.
There we go again. Making it all about you.
What the hell does that mean?
Pet glares at Alana.
Wow. It must be so hard being the most famous final girl in existence.
Fame is the last thing I want. You don't know me, Pet. You never did.
Pet blocks Alana from leaving.
I know this much. Mo spent his last night on Earth exactly where he wanted. With me.
The man in the coat separates Alana and Pet.
Let's take this outside.
The man in the coat leaves with Alana, Mary, and Pet. They enter the empty lounge.
Let's just calm all this down, okay? There's no need for it.
Well, everyone who's here that night is having a really shit time.
Yeah, everyone except her.
I'm not the one trashing people's things.
No, you're just the one who hijacked what was supposed to be a night of healing with your groupies.
I'm just giving my fans what they want.
What do you want, Pet?
A person in a dinosaur mask enters, filming with a phone.
Come on. Give us some space, okay?
Mary pulls off his mask.
What do you do, chase after people in car crashes too? Upload it to YouTube?
He's wide-eyed.
I am so sorry. I can't believe it's really you guys here.
Well, it's us. We're real. Real people with real feelings.
Especially tonight.
I totally get why you're angry. I got carried away, which is lame, I know, but you guys, you're heroes.
Jesus.
I really hope I didn't make anything worse tonight. Like, really.
It's fine.
What's your name?
JP, short for John Paul.
Voila, Jean-Paul.
But that costume of yours?
Is it too much?
It's a little triggering, yeah.
It's okay, you didn't know. He's just a kid.
Mary smiles at JP.
How about we find you something more appropriate to wear, okay?
Mary and JP leave.
And on that note, I got a show to do.
The man in the coat brushes by Alana and Pet. Alana huffs, looking at Pet, then leaves. The man in the coat stands on stage with the fan from earlier, whose tablet was smashed.
Okay, you can tell me what card did you choose?
The Eight of Hearts.
Now, what if I told you that the Eight of Hearts is on the top of the pile that you just shuffled?
I don't know, but I definitely worship you like Beelzebub himself.
The man in the coat holds up the Ace of Spades. The fan wrinkles her nose. He puts the card away.
Okay. Maybe not the top card on the pile.
He holds up the Ace of Hearts.
Ouch. Okay, you know what? Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you just show us how you survived getting stabbed 8 times, because that was actual magic.
The magician looks at the audience.
Do you think that this is a joke? Do you think that this was easy? For any of us that actually survived that night?
All right, and that is our magic segment for the night?
No, what is it about our pain and our suffering that makes you think it's okay to treat it all like some sort of live-action role play?
Those are great questions for later. So how about we crank up that music and plow that dance floor, okay? Yeah!
The fan steps off stage. The magician shakes his head.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, man, it's okay, I get it. Just take a breather. Yeah?
Alana approaches the magician.
okay? It's okay, follow me.
Alana takes the magician by the hand. In his compartment with Alana, the magician throws his cards against the vanity.
Those people are assholes. Hey.
No, it's my act. I'm all washed up and I can't do anything else.
Not here, not right now on this train full of bloodthirsty fans being shitty to you. But he'll get it back. I promise.
Alana touches the magician's shoulder. The magician whips the eight of clubs from behind his hand. Alana smiles.
Thank you.
The magician nods at Alana.
It helps, and I needed it.
You and me both.
The magician flips a glass into his hand, takes a liquor bottle, and turns. Alana takes a beat, then turns to follow.
Honey, you wait for me.
Yeah, I will.
You want to do a circuit?
No, but it's away from here, I guess.
Sadie and the security guard pass through the hall. The guard turns back as Sadie enters the bar car. In the bar, Sadie approaches Claudia.
Hey, you're Alana's friend, right?
Yeah. She's here tonight because of me.
Cool.
Claudia looks down at the bar.
How's she doing? Really?
She's fine. Not perfect, but we're making strides every day. Okay?
I mean, yeah, I'm just asking because I'm worried about her.
Really? You're so concerned you haven't spoken to her in almost a year. She's a really great friend.
What Alana and I went through was unspeakable.
Cool. Great. Good for you. But I've been the one picking up the pieces. I've been there for her, so please don't come at me like you know anything about her.
Claudia storms off. Sadie watches her and scoffs. Alana sits with the magician in his car as he pours a drink.
It's crazy being back on this train.
No shit. Back to where I almost died.
I thought you did. Everybody thought you did.
Trust me, in my will, I left everything I owned to those paramedics, which is two pairs of sneakers and a box of crackers. Which is why when the press reached out, I jumped at the chance.
He turns to Alana.
What's your excuse for being back here?
Hell, I'm finally doing what my therapist has been hounding me to do.
Freak yourself out?
Freak myself out so face my fears so I can get over it all? Nothing else is working, so new year, new me, and all that stuff.
Well, the old you wasn't all that bad.
I'm sorry, I was useless at returning texts.
The magician smiles.
Or calls. Or emails.
He takes a drink.
It was just too much. It wasn't a rejection. It just... me putting that night behind me.
Right? You want to put everything behind you? It's good. I'm glad. I'm glad we're here together now.
Alana nods. The magician finishes his drink. In the corridor, Mary and JP kiss.
You are the sexiest woman I've ever met.
You put that to the test in one of these lounge cars.
JP looks back at the lounge door.
I'll get some weed for my bag. Meet you there.
Mary pulls JP in for a kiss.
Don't keep me waiting too long, okay?
They kiss again. Mary grins. JP watches her enter the lounge. He races off. Alana and the magician make their way through the crowd. Claudia runs up to them from the bar.
Alana! There you are! I'm looking everywhere for you. We were just catching up. Oh.
The magician nods.
Okay. Well, next time let me know so I don't worry my silly little head off.
I will, I promise. Cross my heart.
Scout's honor?
There's only room for one nervous wreck in this friendship right now.
Okay, well, it'll be midnight before we know it, and I left my phone in the cabin, but I'll meet you back here super fast.
Claudia leaves.
Well, get ready for her to plant a sloppy one on you when the ball drops.
This again? After everything that happened?
No, she is a little intense.
She's one of the most caring people I've ever met, and I'm not gonna let you shit talk her.
Okay, you are right. You're right. Just I see so few good people that when I meet one in the wild, they confuse me.
I'm gonna be right back.
The magician stands in the bar as Alana leaves behind him. Claudia enters a restroom and slumps against the wall, breathing heavily. Alana knocks on the restroom door. She tries the handle. She turns away and continues down the hall. In the lounge, Mary looks around, smiling. JP walks down the corridor. He pulls back a curtain to get to his bag. He rummages through his bag, takes a condom, and closes the curtains. Alana walks down the train car toward the lounge. The clown peeks out behind her. She turns around as the clown hides. Alana opens another restroom door and locks herself inside. She puts her back against the door. JP walks down the hall. The clown approaches behind him and puts a rope around JP's neck. In the bathroom, Alana looks down in front of the mirror. When she looks up, the bloodied blonde woman from the operating theater stands behind her. Alana turns around. The blonde woman stands in front of her. Alana looks back to the mirror. The woman is gone. Alana shakes her head. She exits the restroom. She sees the clown strangling JP in the corridor. The clown looks up at her. She backs into the restroom and locks the door. She shifts and paces, tears in her eyes. Mary lies in the lounge, holding a phone above her face.
Hey everyone, Mortuary Mary here, and I am having a terrific time on the terror train. Oh god, Pet is so much better at this than I am. Aw, but I'm hotter. Thank you so much, Jugulair 666. You are so sweet. Yeah, you know, it's really weird to be back here, but, you know, it's great to see everybody. Yeah. Oh, okay, so I'm actually in this car right now because I met the cutest guy tonight. Yeah, not all my luck is bad.
Comment. Sneaky Link.
Oh my, okay, you guys are bad. But yes, because I am hoping that's gonna happen. This is me giving us some privacy. Okay, I will see you guys later. Bye!
Mary sets her phone beside her. Alana cries in the bathroom. She pulls open the bathroom door and peers out. The hall is empty. Alana retreats back into the bathroom and closes the door. She slumps down against the bathroom door. Mary snaps to attention. She gets up. Mary exits the lounge and knocks on the bathroom door. Alana answers.
Hey, what happened? Are you okay?
My murder. I saw a murder.
What?
That guy you were making out with, JP. He was being strangled, and the killer was wearing a hazmat suit and a clown mask.
Wait. He's right there. Did you get the weed?
A person wears a dinosaur mask.
See? All good.
They hold up a bag.
Have a puff. You could do with some chilling out.
No, I know what I saw.
Okay, Alana, I know this night has been really, really tough for you, but your PTSD. Could this be your mind messing with you again?
She turns to the person in the mask.
Hey, take off your mask.
No. Jesus, Alana. Okay, this is ridiculous and unhealthy. Look, I know Pat and I went way too far tonight, and I'm sorry, but I am just trying to have a good night now.
Mary leans closer and grins.
Listen, I plan on taking off more than just his mask tonight, so I'll give you the full report later, okay? You're fine. You coming?
The person in the dinosaur mask nods. Mary enters the lounge and the masked person follows. Alana backs into the bathroom again and closes the door. In the lounge, Mary turns toward the masked person.
Poor girl. I don't think she's ever gonna get over this. Anyway, Jean-Paul, you were giving me some major maniac in bed vibes that I haven't felt in a long time. So...
The masked person holds up a phone screen to Mary.
What you doing? Oh, here, bring it close to my face. It'll unlock it.
Mary takes the phone.
It's always the quiet ones. I bet you were the first Terror Train hookup. Hey guys, Mortuary Mary back on the Terror Train, where I just lured the cutest guy into the lounge car.
Mary swings to show the masked person.
And we're gonna show you that this train isn't all cursed. In fact, good things, really good things, can happen. Take off your mask and kiss me. What the fuck are you doing here?
The masked person drives a knife into Mary's neck. They stab her repeatedly as blood spurts over her body. Reaction emojis fly up on Mary's stream. Comments read, "Damn," "Wow," and "OMG." In the crowd of partiers, the fan from before grins, holding her phone. A crowd forms around the fan, watching the video of Mary stabbing. The fan shows Alana the video.
Hey, last thing I want to do is trigger you, final girl, but
you gotta see this.
What the hell am I looking at?
It's like the best fake out I've ever seen.
Wait, that's no fake out.
No way, come on, you think so? Here, okay, let me play this back again.
Claudia enters.
We need to find Mary. We need to make sure that she's safe. Alana, it's not real. It's just a collapsible blade and fake blood.
The fan leaves.
Pet's whole goal tonight is to make a splash, right? And Mortuary Mary has been splashing right along with her.
Mary wouldn't do this.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Mary's my friend.
Your friend? When's the last time you saw her or even talked to her?
I have other friends, Claudia.
Yeah, I know that. Are you jealous? No, I'm just pointing out a fact that you actually have no idea what Mortuary Mary would or wouldn't do.
Sadie enters.
Alana, did you see?
No, but I heard something happened. It's not real, right?
I don't know. You guys are feeding off each other and not in a good way.
Look, I don't know who you think you are,
but Alana's friend. And as her friend, I've got to say that all you're doing is panicking.
Claudia, stop. Okay, none of us will feel comfortable until we make sure that Mary is safe.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Good. Let's go already. Xander, meet us in the lounge car. Could be a prank. Could be something more.
The magician approaches Claudia.
What do you want?
Pick a number between 2 and 10.
No, I...
It'll be a lot faster if you just pick a number.
Fine. 6.
The magician makes the 6 of clubs appear.
I hate magic. Everyone hates magic.
People hate what they don't understand.
He whips out a tall flower.
For taking care of my good friend.
Thank you. I just want what's best for her.
Claudia takes the flower and hurries off. The magician watches her, then turns back around. He takes out a phone and turns it in his hands. Xander, the security guard, holds an axe in the hall as Sadie approaches.
Where did you get that?
Just another stupid little prank I broke up earlier tonight.
You're gonna stay out here, okay? Sadie, stay behind me.
Xander and Sadie enter the lounge while Alana watches them from the corridor.
Hello? Anybody in here?
The door closes behind them.
We should check everywhere.
Of course.
Sadie rips open a closet. Closes it again. Xander opens a bar cabinet door. Alana looks behind her in the hall. She hurries into the lounge with Xander and Sadie. She looks around the room.
I guess Claudia was right. It really just was some shitty prank.
Looks that way. All to get tonight trending.
And to get me freaking out for the whole world to see.
Oh, forget Pet and Mary.
I don't care about them. If they think this shit is funny, fine, fuck them. But look at me. I'm a wreck.
I think we can call the all clear. Give us a minute.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. When you're done, I'd like to do a sweep of the entire train. Find these immature fucks.
Xander, still carrying the axe, exits the lounge. The door closes.
I'm losing it.
No, you're not.
I'm seeing things that aren't there. I'm falling for obvious
pranks. I thought that video was real, too. Mary's an asshole. Pet, too. First team, all-star assholes.
We should get back to the party. I mean, it is almost midnight.
I gotta do a sweep first.
With Xander, who seems really comfortable holding that axe.
They've got a black belt in karate or jujitsu. The point is, they don't need an axe.
Then why do they have one? Just promise me one thing.
Anything.
That we ring in the new year together.
Sadie nods.
We'll have a champagne toast and say fuck you to the old year and give a big old smooch to the new one. I promise.
Sadie and Alana hug.
Yeah.
Alana smiles and turns to leave the lounge. Sadie follows. Sadie turns back to glance around the empty lounge, then turns back to leave. Alana walks toward Claudia in a busy corridor.
Hey, you. It turns out you were right. It was just another asinine prank, courtesy of Pet.
Well, now you know for sure.
I'm sorry. I should have trusted you. But just please try to see it from our point of view.
I do. I have. From the first day I met you, and I know that you all lived through something horrible, something I will never entirely comprehend, but I do know enough not to make light of what happened.
No, you're right. They're just assholes. But Sadie, she isn't like that.
Claudia looks down.
Yeah. I can tell she cares about you, but...
What?
I do too.
And I care about you too. so much. Come here, Claudia.
Alana and Claudia hug. Sadie approaches Xander in the employee quarters.
Where's Mary? I checked the whole train and nothing.
Maybe she went back to the bar cart. Swapped costumes with somebody.
And we didn't see her? Go check. I'll try the lounge car again, see if we missed anything.
It was empty. You're wasting our time.
Xander passes Sadie and exits the room. Sadie watches, then heads to leave as well. The magician enters his empty quarters, carrying the phone with a sparkly case. He sits down at the vanity.
Okay. Let's try. P-S-Y-C-H-O.
The magician tries the password on the phone.
Claudia. Fuck.
He sets the phone down and looks into the mirror. He picks up a liquor bottle. He pours a drink. He taps the glass on the vanity and swirls it in his hand. He brings the drink to his lips, then pauses. He lowers the drink back down.
Oh God. A-L-A-N-A.
The phone unlocks.
Hello, stalker. And why do you have the Murder Fiend app on your phone?
The magician opens the Murder Fiend app. Lights flash behind a heart on screen. The magician's eyes widen. Sadie walks around the lounge once more. She stands and looks around the room. She pauses and looks behind her, then shakes her head. She sits down, setting her walkie on a table. She touches the underside of the seat, then looks at her fingers, now bloody. She stands up. She flips open the lid of the bench seat. Mary's bloody body lays inside. Sadie kneels next to Mary's body. The person in the dinosaur mask comes up behind Sadie and smacks her. She falls to the ground. They stab Sadie. Blood flies up toward them. The stand over her body. Claudia hugs Alana in the bar. Claudia puts her hands on Alana's neck and kisses her.
You're the best thing to happen to me last year. I'm so glad we got so close.
Me too.
Alana looks off.
You haven't seen Sadie, have you?
No. But here's a toast. Cheers to your new year. New you.
The two link arms and drink.
Just few words to welcome in the new year, because Lord knows I am happy to move forward. We all have a bright future ahead, each and every one of us. The past is dead and buried, and the future is ours. It starts today. Yeah. Happy New Year! Hey, DJ.
Claudia gazes at Alana.
I'm gonna go get us some more of that very yummy champagne.
Okay.
Ted approaches Alana.
My God, Alana, would it kill you to smile? It's the new year. Have you seen Sadie?
No.
William Rose, magical mystery man. I'm here partying like you should be, because whether you like it or not, you're the star attraction.
Star of what?
Do you know how many people wish they were in your place?
Let me show you what my place looks like, Pet.
Alana pulls down her top, revealing a scar.
Every time I look in the mirror, all I can see is that night. I close my eyes, I see Carney full of hatred trying to kill me. You want that? Take it. And stop trying to tell me how I should feel because you were on the sidelines. You have no idea what it's like to fight for your life.
Pet glares and steps close to Alana. She backs off and turns away. She grabs a drink from Claudia. Alana walks up to Xander.
Have you seen Sadie? She promised that we'd bring in the new year together.
No, I was gonna ask you that. She should be back by now.
Xander takes out their walkie.
Xander for Sadie, over. Sadie, what's your 20?
Where did you last leave her?
The lounge car.
Alana leaves with Xander. Claudia's face falls, carrying two champagne flutes as she watches them leave. Xander and Alana hurry through the corridor. They enter the lounge and look down at Mary and Sadie's bloody bodies. Alana kneels next to Sadie's body. Alana reaches for a phone laying between the bodies. She holds the phone to Mary's face to unlock it. Alana streams with Mary's phone.
You fucking drama addicts. This is happening. People are really dying.
Alana puts the phone down. Xander leaves. Alana cries, looking down at Sadie. The fan watches Alana's video with the Prez and Pet.
Drama addicts. This is really happening. People are
guys,
dying.
Guys, this is bullshit.
Pet, this is another one of your fucking pranks.
I wouldn't do that.
You would stab yourself in the ass to get more followers. You're obsessed.
Listen up. We found two bodies, and there could be more. If there's anyone that you realize is missing, you need to tell me.
Yeah, my patience, because this is obviously the lamest fake out ever.
It's not a prank. There were real holes in their body, oozing real fucking blood, and trust me, I know what that looks like.
Are you absolutely sure?
You're welcome to go and check yourself.
Oh my God. Carney's back, and she's gonna finish what she started.
No. Carney's dead.
Did you see her body? No one saw her body.
She died in the middle of nowhere. Her body was probably torn apart and eaten by wild animals.
You seem to know a lot about what happened to her.
I don't. It just makes sense. Right? Carney could still be alive, waiting for a night precisely like this. She waited 3 years the first time.
Claudia stands with arms crossed.
We need to be smart.
Xander stands on the stage.
Everybody camps out here.
What?
In this car, where you can all see each other.
Yeah, but not everyone's even in here. And there are some people that I haven't seen all night, like the Will.
Yeah.
Then we round them up.
Oh, so the killer can just pick us off in the process? No, thank you.
You should round up any stragglers. Xander and I will see if there's any weapons we can use.
Xander and I? You're a guest on this train. I'm security.
I'm just trying to help.
And I'm telling you, I'm telling all of you, to stick together and stay in each other's sights.
Yeah.
There's a flare gun in the worker's car, which I'm gonna go get, along with any other weapons I can find, while the rest of you locate your friends and sit your asses in this car until I come back.
Pet nods.
Understood?
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, just stay with
me. Alana nods at the Prez. Teary eyes, she hugs Claudia. The Prez sees a woman in the corridor.
Hey! Hey, go straight to the bar car! Don't stop for anything! No bathroom breaks, nothing! Go.
He notices blood oozing from beneath a curtain.
What the hell?
He opens the compartment. The bloody bodies of JP and frat boy The Will lie there.
Oh shit.
The Prez comes to his feet. In the bar, Alana stares ahead. She breathes heavily. Xander stalks the hall with an axe. They glance around the empty corridor.
Hello? Anyone? Who's there?
The person in the dinosaur mask stabs Xander from behind and continues stabbing. The Prez stands in the bar area with Alana and the magician.
It's gotta be Carney doing this.
It could be anyone. They took JP's costume right off of his back.
So what, we're looking for a monk in a lizard mask now?
Only if they're still wearing it. If there's anything we learned about the last fucking time we were on this train, it's that anyone can switch costumes.
Okay, well, turning on each other isn't gonna help.
No, it won't. So let me ask you a question. Do any of you know who actually runs the murder fleet?
No one does, not for sure. It's like Q or Anonymous or something.
Still, whoever it is, with what they post, with their insights, especially about Alana, feels like they're on the inside track of the murder train. Like they're here tonight, in this very room. Like you, Claudia.
What are you talking about?
I know you don't want to hear this, but I swear, Alana, I have proof.
Okay, then show it. Because everyone knows it's a guy who runs it, like a detective or... You stole my phone? What the fuck?
Your name is the goddamn password, Alana. Guess what else I discovered? Claudia is signed in as the moderator of Murder Fiend.
What? That's just not...
Alana snatches Claudia's phone. She turns the screen toward Claudia, showing Claudia's moderator profile on Murderfeed.
Is this true? Alana, please.
Please what, Claudia? You lied to me for a year, befriended me because what? Because you're obsessed with me? What, because you wanted to kill me?
No, look, I know I haven't been 100% truthful, but I'm not a killer.
Bullshit.
I became your friend because I felt like we were the same.
Lies. You played me for a year. How can I believe a word that comes out of your mouth?
Please, Alana, look.
Don't touch me.
We were friends. Real friends. Look, if I'm guilty of anything, it's of wanting to be close to you. Look, I never wanted to hurt you, I swear.
You fucking lying psycho bitch!
Okay, the Murder Fiend site is mine, but it's for everyone. It's a community site. I'm a protector of victims of violence. That's why I created it, to create a community for the victims.
Okay, if that's even remotely true, then why all this cloak and dagger bullshit?
Let's throw her off the train.
Pet.
What? She murdered my best friend.
Okay, we're not throwing anybody off the train.
We could take a vote.
No, we're not taking a vote.
All those in favor of...
Okay, what about the magician?
Me?
Yeah.
I have been with Alana most of the night.
So it could be both of you. What about Xander? Where are they and why aren't they back yet?
Maybe they're dead too.
No. Alana is right. They had free reign tonight and they were the last person that saw Sadie alive.
We have no idea who they are, how they got this job. They're a complete stranger.
A stranger we sent to retrieve the only working gun on this fucking train. Totes Brill move.
The group looks at the ground.
We need that flare gun.
Alana leaves. The magician, Pet, and Claudia follow. The Prez turns to watch them. The fan cranes to watch. The lights of the train illuminate the night. The group shuffles into the employee quarters.
Is there a light?
Here, there is now.
Where does one even keep a flare gun?
It's not like it's a real gun. You wouldn't need to keep it locked up or secured.
Claudia shines her phone light.
Claudia, what is it?
The group looks at Xander's body.
So, they're not the killer?
We need to get that gun and get back to that car and lock all the doors, okay? Everyone, just focus.
Hey.
A sheet on the wall reads, Carney in red dripping letters.
What the fuck is this?
Candles sit below.
It's an altar. To Carney.
The magician picks up a name tag.
It's a uniform.
What's that on top?
An eyeball floats in a jar behind a card.
Is that an eyeball? Is that hers?
We don't know if that's hers. We don't even know if that's real.
Well, it looks pretty fucking real to me, but feel free to pick it up.
I guess she really was torn apart by scavengers.
Yeah. Maybe you're not some famous final girl after all, Lana. Maybe she was killed by a wolf. Or a bear.
Are you serious right now, Pet?
The magician reads the card.
Here lies Carney. Or what's left of her. What's this in the corner?
Some sort of insignia. It's a bloody anatomical heart.
The magician holds up the card.
From Claudia's murder fiend app.
The group looks to Claudia, who flips on the lights across the room and points a flare gun at them.
Claudia!
The flare gun shakes in Claudia's hands.
Claudia?
The magician, Pet, and Alana approach Claudia.
You know, if you would just think rationally and not from a place of panic, you'd realize there's no way I'm the one killing everyone. Why would I?
Amazing PR opportunity if you'd gotten away with it.
It's not PR I want. It goes against everything I stand for. Look, Alana, you know I couldn't hurt anybody. Especially not you, goddammit.
I'm not gonna do anything. I don't think you could have done this, okay?
Then why are you coming closer?
Pet rises from the floor.
I just want to calm you down. That's it.
I didn't do this, Alana. I didn't hurt a single person. I didn't even build that fucking altar.
I know. I know, but you've got to just see it from our point of view.
I know I fucked up. I should have been honest with you from the start.
You should have.
I was scared you wouldn't want to be my friend.
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't. You would have thought I was using you, or that I was a stalker like the rest of these assholes on here.
Oh, you're way worse than them.
I don't think you're worse, and I don't think that you're a stalker.
God, you ruined everything we had together.
No, you didn't. You shouldn't have lied. And yeah, if I would have found out you were behind Murder Fiend, I wouldn't have let you near me.
See?
But I did. And I got to see what a truly compassionate person you are.
See, that's what I wanted to do with the app. Show compassion for the victims.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I didn't want to take away from what happened to you, but when I was 11, I...
What's going on? You can tell me.
I was abducted.
Oh, come on. She's manipulating you.
Shut up.
Go on, I'm listening.
Awful things happened to me, Alana. But I survived, just like you. That's why you're so important to me. I figured if I could help you, maybe I could help myself, but now I've just fucked it all up.
The magician takes the axe.
No, you didn't.
The magician and Pet watch Claudia.
I know you won't ever feel the same way towards me. I can't make you feel something you don't. But Lana, I...
Please just give this to me, okay?
Alana touches the flare gun.
Let's just go home. Get both of our lives back to normal. Let's just get home safe, Claudia. Okay.
Promise?
I promise. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
The magician approaches from behind Alana with the axe.
Move!
He swings at Claudia, who wrests the axe away from him and strikes him with the handle.
Oh, fuck no!
Pet stabs Claudia with a long harpoon. Pet pulls out Claudia's intestine, hooked around the harpoon.
What did you do? What did you do?
Claudia slumps to the floor. The magician struggles to sit up. He holds his head. The train speeds through the dark.
My pets, you won't believe what just happened. I just killed a killer before she could kill any more of us. I saved our lives. And it wasn't some old hag like Carney. It was a frenzied young psycho with a literal axe to grind.
Pet smiles at her phone screen.
But I did it. For us. For you.
Alana helps the magician through the hall. Pet joins the fan at the bar.
How'd it go? Did you stop them? Are we safe?
We're safe. The killer's dead.
We dead? What does that mean?
It means yours truly saved the day.
Ew, you? As if.
You're canceled. So if anyone who's not a rude bitch who looks like a Kardashian gone rigor mortis wants to hear how I killed that crazy fuck Claudia and saved all of your lives, gather round.
The crowd draws around Pet. In his compartment, Alana holds a tissue to the magician's bloody head.
Careful, carefully. Okay, hold that there.
He holds the tissue to his head.
It's fine.
You have to stop putting yourself in front of danger like that.
He brings the bloody tissue down.
That's not good.
Head wounds bleed a lot. That's all you're seeing. You took quite a hit.
She passes her phone light before him.
Pupils are constricting as normal, and I'm not seeing a sign of a concussion, so that's good.
So you're saying I'm okay?
Yeah. You're gonna be okay.
You're okay, too. I thought the sight of all that red turned you to jello.
He holds up the tissue.
I guess I wasn't even thinking, I just acted.
Like a doctor? You even sound a little like a doctor. Maybe crazy Claudia was right in bringing you here. Minus the killing everyone on a train part.
Alana shakes her head.
How did I not know?
She was a brilliantly deceptive sociopath.
That's the thing. Until tonight, I mean, sure, she was a little smothering and overprotective, but she was a good person. She was kind, and that story about her getting kidnapped.
To lure you in, to manipulate you.
I know that logically, but usually my gut is pretty good with people. I guess I was wrong this time.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Start second guessing yourself. Start looking at the world cynically like I do. You don't want to end up a bitter old jerk like me.
Well, maybe. But jerk? No.
Okay. Alana gets up.
I'm gonna get you something for that pain. You'll be okay in here?
Of course. Claudia's dead. Rest in peace, bitch.
Alana leaves the magician's room. The magician looks at the bloody tissue once more. In the hall, Alana gets her bag from a curtained compartment. She takes a pill bottle from the bag. She whips around. She puts her bag back into the compartment. Alana stands at the magician's doorway in the hall and hesitates before continuing down the corridor. She enters the office room. She picks up two folded blankets. She tosses one blanket aside. Alana kneels next to Claudia's body and covers her with a blanket. Through the train window, the magician holds his head in his room. Pet comes in.
Still bleeding?
A little. I'll live.
Pet sets her shoes down.
Here. Let me.
Pet holds the tissue to the magician's head.
Oh, you're good.
She peels the tissue away and sets it down, looking at her fingers.
Lucky that psycho bitch hit you with the handle. I hope Alana doesn't blame herself. I mean, how is she supposed to know she was psychotic? It's not like there were any signs.
Yeah, she wasn't exactly normal.
She was a nut bar. Why are you being nice all of a sudden?
Shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
Pet gazes at him.
I guess. You know, the only other person willing to do what had to be done, other than me, is you.
Pet touches his chin.
I mean, it definitely wasn't Alana. We're more alike than I thought. I really misjudged you.
She leans in for a kiss. He turns away.
Alana, she'll be back any moment.
Oh, did you two get married and forget to invite me?
Pet takes the magician's face in her hands and kisses him. In the office room, Alana closes Claudia's eyes. Alana stands up. She picks up Claudia's sparkly phone. A profile with Claudia's picture reads, "Murder Fiend." Alana watches the video of Mary's murder. The knife in the video reflects a face. Alana zooms in on the knife and sees Pet's face in the reflection. She gets up and hurries out of the room. In his room, the magician looks at Pet, who cradles his face.
You know, Pet, it's been a long night. I think we should just get back to the station.
Sure. But can't we have some fun until then? I mean, we're a type, you and me. A power couple in the making.
Pet touches his cheek.
You want everything I have, Pet. You always have, and you always will.
A hero. Check. Final girl. Check. Got that too. And I'm pretty sure you don't own Magic Mike.
You want to be me so badly that you were willing to kill your best friend.
Okay. Okay, now you've just lost it.
You stabbed the life out of Mary for what, some stupid social media likes? You're pathetic, Pet.
Alana, what are you talking about?
Go on, check it. All the evidence I need. Blast it out to everybody on Murder Fiend and the police.
The magician looks at the phone.
Congratulations, Pet. You're infamous.
Wow, amazing Photoshop skills.
You know it's real. You're going to jail for the rest of your life. And trust me, the lighting in prison is shit for selfies.
Pet takes out a knife and stabs backward into the magician. She tries to stab Alana and the two struggle over the knife. Alana falls to the ground, the knife flying from her hands. Pet slams Alana's head on the ground.
Run!
Alana gets up and hurries down the hall.
Typical weak Alana! You don't deserve to live! If I'm going to jail, then you're going to hell!
In the office room, Pet stabs Alana in the same place as her scar. Alana wrestles Pet to the ground.
What are you gonna do? Chop me into little pieces you couldn't cut open a dead frog.
Alana stabs the knife into Pet's chest. Pet lies on the ground, not breathing. Alana rolls off from Pet's body. At the station, paramedics wheel the magician toward an ambulance, where Alana sits wrapped in a blanket.
I owe you. Again. You're pretty tough for someone who's cracking up. I gotta take you with me every time I travel.
Maybe next time we travel together, we take a bus instead of a train?
Tear bus? No, thank you. A bus would have made all this even worse.
I gotta talk to that detective over there.
Hey, no downplaying things, killer. You saved us all.
Alana heads off as paramedics put the magician in the ambulance. The fan intercepts Alana.
So, this is probably a not-so-great time to ask, but, your autographing signing hand, is it still in working order?
Alana glowers at her.
I'll take that as a no.
Alana walks past her and toward a detective. Text, with the financial participation of Sodec Quebec and Quebec Film and Television Tax Credit, the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. Produced in association with Crave, Cast, Alana Robin Alamar, Sadie, Nadine Baba, Claudia, Mia Rome, Pet, Romy Weldman, Lucy, Lisa Tron, Michi, Emma L. Patterson, Mary, Tori Barbin, The Prez, Dakota Jamal Wellman, XNBR, S. Totalmoser, The Magician, Tim Rosen, The Will, Daniel Gravel, JP, Matthew Villeneuve, Professor Raycraft, Judith Barabin, Fake King, Vera Mondu, Detective, Sabrina DeLellia, Associate Producer, Gary Evans, Script Supervisor, Louise Carrillon. FX by AA Studios. Produced in association with PBA Films, the producers wish to thank Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec, Exporail, La Musique Ferroviaire Canadienne. Production wishes to establish that all railway safety rules were respected during the filming of this project.